I thought we could best use our time together by singing a little bit the Maha Mantra, and then I will explain something about Lord Jagannath, and then I want to chant with you a prayer which is chanted to Lord Jagannath. It was chanted regularly by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he came to have his darshan. Now, what is wrong with the sound? Rajesh, the sound sounds as if I'm in Yamaloka and I'm addressing everyone from some Yamanipur. Krishna, Krishna, yes, now we are there. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I'm I'm sorry. Hare Krishna.
Yesterday there was a very nice scene when the ambassador arrived. I don't know if you noticed, he really felt very enthusiastic. Have you seen it? He was in a way shining like a devotee should shine, like Krishna Prema Rupa. At least from your position, I see that your head is shining. he was asking to be shown to the deities so that he could take darshan. And when he took darshan, he was really, really impressed. He leaned over to me and said, "We have heard that this is the same Jagannath as in Puri. It's from the same tree. Is that true? And I said, "Yes, it is true." So he really, with his wife, then began to pray. And afterwards, he wanted to have tilak. So, because that's the tradition. So, Govinda looked at me and I said, "Tilak." So he put some sandalwood on his head, which was very satisfying. And then he wanted to have charanamrita, that is the bathing water of the Lord. So the Govinda looked at me. "There's no bathing water." he said, "Charanamrita." So then he offered some elderberry juice, you know, yes. Just Fliedersaft from the farm. He had just offered that, and the ambassador took it and said, "Oh, very sweet, your Jagannath." Prabhupada invited the Lord into the land of the Vikings. We don't know so many things, but still the Lord has come. And the ambassador was very, very impressed. Then he went to the stage, and on the stage he gave a lecture where he quoted a lecture which Prabhupada had given in Melbourne. We have the text, the exact text, on the mobile telephone, which is at the moment filming, so we can't supply it. But there is one sentence, and he quoted this sentence in Sanskrit. "If anyone sees Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra on their card, then he or she does not take birth again in this material world." Srila Prabhupada quoted this verse. It starts with "Puna Janma Najayate." He is no longer having a repeated birth and death. And after the lecture, I said, "Oh, you quoted this verse from Srila Prabhupada. Do you believe that when you took darshan today with your wife, on the Lord, seeing the Lord on the card, that you will see no more birth and death in the material world?" And the ambassador had a beautiful devotional smile on his face, Absolutely, Swamiji. Absolutely, I believe this, because I have great faith that by your spiritual master's efforts, the culture as it is has come into the Western world. And I believe I took darshan of the Lord today, and I thank you very much. And he was very moved when he said this. So I thought, despite our mistakes, which we are bound to do, there is somehow or other the blessing of Lord Jagannath here. And yesterday in the festival, I think we all saw this. Everything seemed to move so seamless is the English word. So nahtlos abgelaufen, oder wie man in Deutsch sagt, es ging wie am Schnürchen. Because Lord Jagannath was behind all this, and there were just so many people. Where we were with the Kirtan group, when we looked forward, there was an ocean of people which seemed to not end. There were so many people which Lord Jagannath had grabbed, you know, from, even I saw some from the Einstein cafeteria, these people who go there, very upper class, high-end Germans. I saw business people waving from their windows. They were all swept up by the mercy of Lord Jagannath, who had come out to bless the people so that they would not take birth again in this material world. I will speak a little bit about this blessing in a moment, but for now I would like you to just be a little bit grateful for this wonderful opportunity which happened at the festival. Srila Prabhupada has commented many things on this festival, and I wanted to share with you one comment that has really touched me since many, many years. Srila Prabhupada spoke about this festival as early as 68 to his early devotees, and he said about this festival, "This festival is very simple," he said. "After all, it's a car with four wheels. That's all, a car with four wheels. But it has attracted the people so enthusiastically because His Lordship Jagannath is on the car." And then he posed a doubt, which most probably some of you also have at times. He said, as atheistic people will say, "What's so special about this?" You may also sometimes think, "What's so special about the Hare Krishna movement with all its scandals? You know, is it really spiritual? Am I really doing the right thing for having joined there or showing interest in it?" Prabhupada spoke about the speciality. He said, "Atheistic people may say that the Jagannath deity is made of wood, and the car is also made of wood. Ours was made of steel. But in Krishna consciousness, spiritual bliss can be extracted. Extracted means something like extract or drawn from anything." Okay, let us accept, Prabhupada says, that the whole affair is a wooden affair. Wooden Jagannath, wooden chariot, everything is a wooden affair. "A Krishna conscious person," listen to this, "can understand that the wood is nothing but a display of Krishna's energy. So it is the Krishna consciousness energy that gives us transcendental bliss. just like it is the electric energy passing through copper cable that gives us electric light and heat. So let's make that simple. The festival, the flowers, the card, you could say every, and the people who did it, they are material. They come from the material energy. Still, Krishna, in his inconceivable mercy, or here in this case, Jagannath, can enter this arrangement, and all of a sudden it becomes electrified, like the electricity. I hope it's not in here now, but it could go in here. It's gummy and everything, but if I would touch it, I hope it doesn't work today. If I would touch it and there is electricity inside, I would be electrified. I better don't try it at the moment. So this is the potency of this Krishna consciousness movement. Yes, we work with matter. We work with the hardest matter, that's the mind of people. That is almost immovable, as you might have seen over all your years in Krishna consciousness. But if we try to do our best thing, then the spiritual energy can flow through it and it can energize the ambassador of India. That is the very beautiful aspect. Prabhupada said something else about the festival, and I believe Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj, our venerable Maharaj who came for the first time for this festival, he said it. He said this festival is a festival of feelings. With these feelings, Prabhupada did not mean exhaustion for walking so long. With these feelings, he did not mean the disappointment after getting a sunburn or anything. When Prabhupada said this festival is a festival of feelings, what did he mean exactly with this? So there must be devotional feelings, but what types of feelings are in this festival? Can you give some answers? Did you feel something yesterday? Anything?
Joy?
Love?
Bliss?
Gratefulness.
Gratefulness? You felt gratefulness?
Deeply moved.
Deeply moved. Did you cry a little? Yes, good. that's the place to cry. What other feelings were there yesterday?
Love.
Compassion. Compassion for the people or for yourself or what?
Both.
Satisfaction.
Sorry?
Satisfaction.
Satisfaction. Deep satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Excitement.
Excitement? When you played Madanga? Some excitement there. Yeah. Yes, Dhananjaya Prabhu?
This Maharaj was saying something.
This Maharaj, yes. Oh, Chandamoli Maharaj. What did you feel?
I felt wonderful association.
He felt wonderful association. Can you describe the feeling?
Everybody looked so happy and made me happy.
It, you felt happiness.
I felt
everybody looked happy and that gave you happiness. Your feelings, no? Yes. Yes, this is a devotional feeling of happiness. Joy exists in this festival. Good. So this is some of the feelings. There were a few who cried, and I saw one very advanced devotee, and I know what was going on in his mind because he told me later, who also was very moved as he had his moment before the deity. And we talked about it, and the devotee told me that he remembered the original Ratha Yatra festival in Puri, where Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago sang and danced before Lord Jagannath. And as he was singing and dancing, he began to have a very special feeling in his heart, an ecstatic feeling, and knowing that Swarup Damodar could in some ways read his mind and his feelings, he, without saying a word, looked at Swarup Damodar, and Swarup Damodar began to break out in a spontaneous song. I can't sing this, so I will just say it to you. Seita parananata painu johologi madana dahanu jurigenu. He sang that. It must have very beautiful. And when Lord Chaitanya heard this song, he nodded, agreeing, "That's right, that's what I felt." Would you? And he began to all of a sudden change his dance style and danced very rhythmically. And with his arms, he made gestures, dramatic gestures, which only his close devotees could understand. He acted out a drama before the deity, says Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Would you like to enter for a moment the mind of Lord Chaitanya?
Yes.
And
yes.
What he felt?
Yes.
Yes. Yadunath Maharaj has also smiled. He knows already, you know, and Janamoli Maharaj, they know everything. So the translation reads, now means at this moment, in Ratha Yatra festival, I have gained the Lord of my life. That Lord was absent from me, and as a result, I was burned by Cupid and was withering away. Withering away means every moment he became a little bit more pale, a little bit more lifeless, a little bit more closer to death. You know, when you wither away, at the end, you leaves wither away when they fall from the tree, and at the end, they are dead. Again, because this is quite high subject, we are now entering the mind of God, so we have to make, this is not ordinary. Now I have gained the Lord of my life, in the absence of whom I was being burned by Cupid, by the god of love, and I was withering away. Because this is a little complex, I will say it a third time in the voice of Prabhupada. Can you all move more forward, because there are more devotees, says Jayatam, who want to come inside. You can, perhaps you want to sit on the water bottle or... when you say move, then devotees move out. This is the Hare Krishna movement, so... moving all the time. This was what Radharani said at a particular occasion. Krishna had been absent from Vrindavan. He left Vrindavan, do you remember after how many years of being in Vrindavan, he left Vrindavan? How long did he stay in Vrindavan? 16 years. Some say 16, some say 11. And Chandamoli Maharaj says 11 and a half. 10 and a half. Yeah, so there are different versions, but not so long, no? 10 and a half, 11, and I say 16, there are different perspectives. He's God, you know, it's not so easy to understand him always. So then he went where? He stayed in Mathura for how long? I have heard about 25 years, no? Yes?
Very long.
Yeah, 25 years. And then he went to Dwaraka. And altogether, Radharani was every day looking at the Jamuna and remembering how they played in the Jamuna. Radharani would look at the environment of Vrindavan, and she would cry for Krishna that, oh Krishna, you are absent. She cried for more than 100 years every day. Then she heard that Krishna had come from Dwaraka to Kurukshetra, which is about 75 kilometers away from Vrindavan. And Radha, with all the other residents of Vrindavan, went from Vrindavan to meet Krishna in Kurukshetra. And when Radha met Krishna, she said this, now I have gained the Lord of my life. In his absence, I was being burned by the arrow of Cupid, and thus I was withering away. Now I have my life again. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered this feeling that I was separated from you, my Lord, and now I have gained you again. This is the real celebration. We celebrate many things in this world, but the greatest celebration is when the living entity, the jiva, who was separated so long from Krishna, can again meet the Lord of his or her life. And that's the idea of the Jagannath card festival. We are pulling the card and we are actually trying to pull him in our hearts so that he does not leave again. That is the spiritual current, the spiritual feeling. It's a mixture of great longing or yearning or desiring for the Lord. And then there is also the jubilation which happens when we have contact with the Lord. And this is perhaps some of the reasons. Maybe you were touching this electricity a little bit, which was in the festival, and that made you so happy. Like many philosophers, I'm not a philosopher, but like many people, I'm personally thinking that all our feelings which we have are hidden feelings which the soul has for Krishna. But we just don't know. When we cry for Krishna because we miss him. When we are joyful, we are joyful because something of Krishna has entered our life, although we don't know. I'm not speaking of the tamasic and rajasic joys here. I'm speaking of joys where a little of the spiritual energy comes through, which we feel when we chant. We may think we chant because the song is nice, the rhythm is nifty and cool, and this Maharaj there knows how to dance, breakdance, you know. And we may think we are happy because of all of this, but there is something underlying this. There is the soul's soul underlying it. Depending on how much in our spiritual life we have awakened the soul. Maybe some of us are still a little needing to hear Jake's song, Wake Up Sleeping Soul. He said, Jake and Syam Kapal were singing this. No one took offense when they said that only me took offense. Who do they think they are to tell me to wake up? but yes, Wake Up Sleeping Soul is a good mood. I didn't take offense. I thought it was a good song. Yes, so this is what I would like to say in conclusion. Jagannath Ka Festival is a festival of feelings. And please don't be lazy. Go back until you understand. My feelings are my tears, which I cry, or my long dissatisfaction is because I don't have Krishna so much in my life. And then when you understand that Krishna is there, your life will be sublime. Radhanath Maharaj said something very nice with which I want to end, because here we have some devotees who aspire for his sacred initiation by him. So, let's say this. You know, we may have given up Lord Jagannath, but he came out in the street yesterday to Checkpoint Charlie. And Radhanath Maharaj's comments, Krishna never forsakes us. Whoever we are, whatever we have done, he remains always seated in our heart. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam.
Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam.
Hridesh Arjuna Tishtati.
Hridesh Arjuna Tishtati.
As the Paramatma, Krishna is always within our heart, as the closest and nearest friend, never abandons us. Who in this world is so faithful and loyal? I know about 5 devotee marriages have been divorced last month. So Krishna is not like this. Who is in this world so faithful? And how patient? Even after millions, maybe billions of births, radically rebelling against God, still right there beside us, lovingly waiting. And anything anyone ever does with some sincerity to please Krishna, Krishna will never forget that. Maharaj will now talk about this idea that once we have seen Lord Jagannath, there will be no more birth and death, or once we have done devotional service, there will be no more birth and death. You might have asked yourself the question, really? He will now talk about this. Even if afterwards that person does all kinds of horrible things, they will go through their karma for all those horrible things to get purified. But despite that, Krishna still remembers even one little thing we have done. If we once chanted Krishna's name sincerely, if we once appreciated a devotee, even if it is 10 million births ago, because we did all kinds of other things afterwards, Krishna remembers, and he is just waiting to give us the results as soon as we are just ready to accept it. That is Krishna's gratitude. Sri Jagannatha Swami Ki. Have you understood? The blessing is there. We all have seen Lord Jagannath. Now, be careful how you act. If you act in ways that are not conducive, if you think, oh, I'm Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, I can do anything now, then you will get a lot on your plate called karma. But still, Krishna will not forget that you have done this one thing. You have stood and prayed before Lord Jagannath, and he will accept you. That is Krishna's gratitude. Beautiful point, no? To end this, I would to guide all you in chanting the Jagannath Ashtakam. This is an Ashtakam, a prayer sung by Lord Chaitanya when he had his darshan. If you want to, if I have it on your mobile telephones, good. No. Lekha Shavanti says we will chant this. It's even a better idea at the end with a special artik. That is much better. Let us do it then. Yes. So I have ended what I wanted to say. I hope you are still with us. I understand it's a long, long day. Many hours have passed. I will end here. So what will we do next, Lika Shavanti? Go Krishna will sing. Finally. Good. Hare Krishna. Would you like to give him the microphone?
Ramo, 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 Ramo. Oh, Thank you.